AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Congress's top Republican is distancing himself from some in his party opposed to more aid for Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Early on as GOP leader, Kevin McCarthy said there would be no blank check for Ukraine. Since becoming speaker, he's insisted he will back U.S. efforts against Russia. At a news conference in Jerusalem, McCarthy flatly rejected a Russian reporter's suggestion that he's against sending Ukraine more help.
I support aid for Ukraine. I do not support what your country has done to Ukraine. I do not support your killing of the children either. And I think for one standpoint, you should pull out.
McCarthy's first overseas trip as speaker came with Congress soon to face another major aid request for Ukraine, and McCarthy will face pushback from Trump-allied Republicans opposed to sending Kyiv more money. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House estimates since December more than 30,000 Russians have died in Ukraine, suffering 100,000 casualties. Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker, says he hasn't talked to President Biden about raising the debt ceiling.
I'm concerned about the debt ceiling. I have been from the moment I became Speaker. That's why on February 1st, I went to see the president and said we should sit down and solve this problem.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the GOP plan has no shot in the Senate.
The Republican Default on America Act has no future in the Senate, and it does nothing to resolve the looming default crisis. If anything, MAGA Republicans have made default more likely.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen issued a letter saying the extraordinary measures that have kept the government running could be exhausted as early as June 1st. Police say a windstorm in south central Illinois kicked up clouds of dust, causing numerous crashes, pileups, and multiple fatalities on Interstate 55. The Dow finished down 46 points. This is AP News. The advice columnist who claimed she was raped by Donald Trump says many in her generation didn't report sexual assaults.
Another day at a federal courthouse in New York for magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll.
Millions of women.
Millions of people.
Thank you.
So many women.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under cross-examination by Trump attorney Joe Tacopina, Carroll said she didn't follow her own advice to her readers that they report sexual attacks to police. She says the incident happened in a New York department store's dressing room 2 decades ago. The 79-year-old told the jury that she's a member of the silent generation, conditioned to keep her chin up and not to complain. Carroll also testified she was ashamed at the time of what she alleges. Former President Trump denies the allegations in the federal civil suit. I'm Norman Hall.
Todd Pletcher's trained colt Forte is the morning line favorite for Saturday's 149th Kentucky Derby. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.